每日来到主的面前，共同经历神的恩典。你现在收听的是普世佳音灵修节目《每日箴言》。
4月30日，接下来会发生什么？参考经文：他们就出来，从坟墓那里逃跑，又发抖又惊奇，什么也不告诉人，因为他们害怕。马可福音16章8节。马可福音中的这些最后的句子让很多人感到困惑，虽然有些圣经还包括了更多的经文，但那些经文并不存在于最早的抄本中。我们可能会想，也许马可把他书中的最后部分放错了地方，或者后来遗失了。结尾似乎很仓促，甚至很悲观。我们期待妇女们很高兴，热切传播耶稣复活的消息，但相反，他们的反应是沉默和惧怕。正如本月初所指出的，值得我们感恩的是，还有许多其他的圣经经文有助于解释复活。马太福音、路加福音和约翰福音还描述了接下来发生的其他细节，以及其他人在那天和未来几周如何见到复活的耶稣。不过，马可直言不讳地描述了那一天的现实。耶稣的复活太令人震惊了，以至于带来了迷失和恐惧。这也表明妇女们还没有得到圣灵的安慰和引导。马可的叙述并没有让我们感到激动，而是挑战我们去寻找故事的其余部分，并弄清楚神呼召我们如何回应复活的耶稣。复活开启了一个新的篇章，这个篇章仍在讲述，仍在展开。当我们聆听并跟随耶稣接下来的指引时，我们也进入了这个故事。复活节以及复活的主是如何影响你的生活的呢？让我们一起祷告。主耶稣，感谢你耐心地引导我们，特别是在我们害怕的时候，求你引导我们跟随你，奉你的名祈求，阿们。
你现在收听的是普世佳音灵修节目《每日箴言》。
This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, April 30. What's next? Our reading comes from Mark chapter 16. Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. These final sentences in Mark 16 have left a lot of people puzzled. We might wonder if maybe Mark misplaced the last page of his book, or if it later got lost. The ending seems hasty and even gloomy. We'd expect the women to be happy and eager to spread the news of Jesus rising, but instead they are silent and afraid. As noted earlier this month, we can be thankful that many other Bible passages help to explain the resurrection. And the books of Matthew, Luke, and John share other details of what happened next and how others met the risen Jesus that day and in the weeks ahead. In blunt honesty, though, Mark describes the reality of that day. The resurrection of Jesus was so alarming that it brought disorientation and fear. This also shows that the women did not yet have the comfort and guidance of the Holy Spirit. Instead of leaving us thrilled, Mark's account challenges us to search out the rest of the story and to figure out how God calls us to respond to the risen Jesus. The resurrection has set in motion a new chapter that is still being told, still unfolding. And we enter into the story ourselves as we listen and follow where Jesus leads next. How has Easter and the risen Lord affected your life? Pray with me. Lord Jesus, Thank you for patiently leading us, especially when we are afraid. Guide us in following you. Amen.
This is today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.